News Talk 1620 WTAW. As the Bryan City Council prepares to approve its next two-year capital improvements plan, residents in one neighborhood keep asking for assistance. Seven speakers representing Castle Heights, located along Highway 21 east of the freeway, spoke during the public comment portion of the last council meeting. Some have been asking for more than 3 years. That includes John McBride.
Citizens of District 2 have been coming up here asking for help financially efficient municipal service. That's the mission of councilmen and mayor, and asking for all this financially efficient municipal services to be rendered to them because they are taxpaying citizens, and this has not been done. And I'd like to make a note of this being a historical city. William J. Bryan, who donated a large amount of property, land, that's why his name is on Bryan, William J. Bryan. He was a successful, wealthy plantation owner, slave owner. This is some things that never brought up, but it's on the internet, and everybody knows it. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go on the internet and look up the name William J. Bryan. I tell no lie. So I'm wondering the fact that predominantly citizens of District 2 are African American, and African Americans, majority of us, come from slaves. We were slaves. We bought over here in slave ships, deprived of our freedom. Thanks for letting me, citizens, speak here today.
Thank you. Out of respect for our meeting participants, please remain silent when we have speakers.
Another speaker is former Councilman Rafael Pena.
And I was just kind of going through the 2017 five-year CIP ranking project, and I see that that had a ranking of 38. And looking at the Castle Heights, Clark Street, and Castle Street, adding curb gutter and sidewalks, that had a ranking of 11.
Another Castle Heights resident who spoke was Dimple Suesberry.
We are here again with the same issues, the flooding, Clark Street, Lincoln Street, Castle Avenue, the lack of our police patrolling. It started for a while when we asked for more patrols out there, but then it stopped. The concerns of keeping up with what's going on in the city of Bryan and seeing other projects be vaulted over things that we have been before the council. We have been suffering for decades, but been before the council on a regular basis for, I know, the past 3 years, and still nothing has been addressed. Our concerns are, is District 2 being represented, or our issues being brought forth in those meetings? We have sent a letter that each council person should have received, and the mayor, and we haven't had any response, any acknowledgement that you received it. We are still in those same positions that we were in when we started coming. New leadership now. Listen to the promises that we can work across the board and we can, you know, we can get things done. We're still waiting for that. We won't stop. We are still determined that our community be the same status as the other communities in the Brazos Valley. And for long periods of time, that has been declined. Some things have been done in that area, but it's still not enough. It's still things that need to be done that our tax dollars are supposed to take care of. My grandchildren should not have to do like I did when I was in the public school system, get off the bus when it's raining and walk in the middle of the street instead of being, you know, with my feet wet. My grandchildren shouldn't have to do that. And our streets are in desperate need. We need a thorough way all the way through. And then the one we had been requesting, and then something vaulted to the top of that, the one that was mentioned, That's the one. But other projects are getting funded and right and left. And we're just asking for the simple, basic things that each of you are afforded in the neighborhoods that you live in.
The last of the Council Heights speakers was Larry Gilbert.
First of all, I would like the council to really think about what you guys just heard. We come up here time after time to try to get something done and seem like we're left out the loop. We are part of the city, and we would like to work with you guys. Think about what I'm saying. Could we, the citizens, work with you guys? Everything we have came here and asked about, we have been overlooked. Things getting put in front of us. You know, how would you feel you come here 3.5 years straight and ask for Clark Street, ask for the creek, and nothing ever happened? You put Thornberry over Clark Street. Monday, if you listen to WTAW, you will hear about all the other creek, but what about our creek? We have had to tow people out of their houses behind flood. Now, I'll tell you what I want to do. Just be quiet for a minute and think about what I'm asking y'all. Do you think I enjoy coming up here, speaking, and nothing happens? We pay taxes. You see, you have concerned citizens, but nothing ever happened. Could someone put in writing what we need to do to get something done in District 2? Now, thank y'all for fixing our park out there. We don't have parking. I'm totally blind, and I could see that y'all own 18 lots right behind the park. How come we can't put parking there? Could someone please tell me how can we work with you guys to make a difference in our lives in Council Heights? Think about that and let me know. Thank you.
Signing state law, there was no response from anyone on the council to comments from 7 speakers during the public comment portion of their last meeting. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.